Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, romance will be well and truly in the air next Wednesday when people all over the world will be celebrating Valentine's Day. One of the most common places in which people find romance is in the office environment. But is the office romance a fairy tale or a HR nightmare? Damien McCarthy from HR Buddy joins us now to share his thoughts. Damien, before we discuss the impact of an office romance and how an employer might handle it, there have been significant changes to Irish employment legislation over the past 12 months.
Yeah, and it's been a very difficult 12 months, in particular, I suppose, for small businesses that have had to introduce, you know, statutory sick pay and so on. And that moved from 3 days per year up to 5 days in January of this year. I suppose we saw a minimum wage increase, obviously, also. And, you know, I suppose they've had cost impacts on an awful lot of small businesses. And we've heard an awful lot about that in the news. But I suppose the major legislation has, in the last 12 months or so, has been, you know, the work-life balance legislation. You know, the introduction of increased rights with regards to parents and caring leave and so on, and also the Domestic Leave Violence Act as well, which is a very important piece of legislation that was introduced. And, you know, in the coming month or so, we will probably get more detail with regards to the right to request remote working and the right to request flexible working. And that's going to be very interesting as well, Carl, over the next month or so, to see what the WRC come back with on that and what types of legislation we will see coming into place.
And Damien, with Valentine's Day just around the corner, the office can often be the place where two people find romance.
I suppose, Carl, it's inevitable, and there are lots of great love stories from workplaces over the years, and I suppose it's a given that, you know, where you have people working with each other every day, sparks happen, and people become romantically involved outside of work and so on. But I suppose, you know, it's the minority of cases where, you know, there's a happily ever after kind of fairy tale story, and very often, I suppose, it can go wrong and so on. But it is something I think that workplaces have to think about and have policies on. I suppose in particular in recent times we've seen larger organisations implementing, you know, policies and procedures surrounding this, and I suppose it can be looked at in two ways. I suppose some people may say, why should employers and organisations pry into the private lives of individuals, and, you know, that's overstepping the mark. And I suppose that may be seen as a reasonable point, but the other side of it is that, you know, and especially I suppose if you look at the Me Too movement, you know, a few years ago, it brought about a lot of revelations of how, you know, in particular, I suppose, people in power, CEOs and, you know, executives inside in large organisations had really taken advantage and carried out real wrongs on, you know, people who were reporting to them, their junior colleagues. So obviously a lot of larger organisations have moved in the last few years to protect their employees better. So I suppose there's a light, lovely side to workplace relationships, but unfortunately there can be a dark side to it as well.
So Damien, the million-dollar question is, if two colleagues start dating each other, should they tell their employer?
The important point on that is, what policy does your employer have in place? Now, generally, I suppose, look, in Ireland, there isn't any real legislation that deals with work colleagues becoming romantically involved. So really it's down to your employer themselves to decide whether they have a policy in place or not. Now, if there's no policy, I suppose you needn't worry too much. Should your employer have a policy? My advice is employers should have a policy, because you always need to protect against conflicts of interest, abuses of power, and so on. And also, I suppose, relationships in the workplace, they can be complex and complicated. They do impact on other people inside the workplace. So I think it's actually very important to have a policy in place. But if you're someone who starts a relationship with a work colleague, which, as I said, inevitably this is going, you know, it's going to happen in workplaces every now and then, I think that couple needs to think about their professional lives, think about, you know, keeping their professional and private lives separate, but at the same time not have their new relationship impact upon their work, because that quite often happens. It starts impacting on workplace dynamics, communication with teammates and so on. And it's very interesting, there was actually research in the UK earlier on in the year which showed that work colleagues becoming romantically involved with each other actually really negatively impacted their work colleagues. And in general, most work colleagues don't like their fellow work colleagues becoming romantically involved with each other.
Potentially, could there be a conflict of interest in the case of a relationship between a manager and a direct employee?
Very definitely, Carol. And this is why I would say that workplaces should have policies in place. If you have a manager who starts a private romantic relationship with someone who is reporting to them, it's inevitable, really, that someone may have a grievance. It's inevitable that there would be somehow a conflict of interest somewhere along the line. So, if you were to take I mentioned that larger organisations may be putting policies, declare policies in place and so on, inside in their company policies and procedures now, and actually, funnily enough, in the States, they refer to them as love contracts, which I don't think will ever quite catch on here. But I think the clear policy sounds better coming out of an Irishman's mouth. But anyway, larger organisations may have those policies in place. Smaller organisations may not. But actually, I think it's in the smaller businesses where you can have more trouble here. Because you take, for example, your bar, restaurant, cafe, retail outlet and so on. You've got smaller teams. And then if a manager becomes involved with someone who is reporting to them, you've got all types of conflicts of interest. So you've things like, the roster that's being put out every week, annual leave requests, I suppose the designation of duties and all that type of thing. When you've got two people involved with each other now romantically inside a team, it's inevitable that someone outside of the two of them will insinuate that there is favouritism being showed and so on. And sometimes that's an unfair accusation. And I suppose when people become involved with each other romantically at work, they need to be prepared for that. And that's why I think actually all workplaces should have these kind of policies in place, because it protects against conflicts of interest, abuses of power. But if anything, from what we've seen in the past, it just ensures the safety of every individual and that there's nothing untoward going on in the first place, and no one is abusing their power or their position.
And what should a workplace policy which covers relationships between employees actually include?
Yeah, well, I suppose, again, you're talking about organisation to organisation and tailoring it specific to the organisation. So in a big enough organisation, a remedy would often be, interdepartmental transfers and so on. It would include things like, for example, if someone was going for a promotion, that there would be no conflict of interest, for example, that someone who's in a relationship with someone else could possibly be interviewed by, a fellow work colleague or someone that they're romantically involved with and so on. So it very much, I suppose, depends on the organisation. But I suppose the word declare is very, very important. So what most of these policies would have is that declare policy. So if that relationship is declared, well, then any conflict of interest can be protected against, kind of on maybe a departmental basis or on a workplace-to-workplace basis. And I suppose it's up to every organisation then to ensure that, there are no abuses of power, that there are no conflicts of interest.
So if the office relationship results in a messy breakup, what action, if any, could the employer take?
This is really a kind of a day-to-day management issue. And I know maybe a lot of people who worked in line management positions over the years might be listening to this and remember a time when they heard of, two of their colleagues who were reporting to them had hit it off at the Christmas party or something like that. And everyone else was getting excited, but they were saying to themselves, well, in a couple of weeks' time, we're probably going to be dealing with, a mess here when they break up and so on. And you're left with a toxic workplace and people not talking to each other and people taking sides and so on. So that's very much a day-to-day management issue. I think if you have a policy in place, first of all, it is very important to make people aware of it. So in other words, if you have people working together and there's a policy in place and they're aware of it and they know what that policy is about, they take a responsibility into getting involved with one of their work colleagues. I think in most workplaces where this goes wrong, there's a messy breakup, and your work colleagues are impacted and so on. Usually there isn't a policy in place. Usually there isn't kind of communication from the top down with regards to the respect that needs to be given to these things. And I think that's usually where it goes wrong. I think in workplaces where there's a good culture, there's a policy in place and there's good communication surrounding this, it tends to be treated more seriously and with a bit more respect.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Damien McCarthy from HR Buddy, and maybe we will see a flurry of love contracts come into play sooner rather than later.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.